relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's Friday. Happy Friday to MAGA World. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Shad, what are my stories? Where do I tell stories from?
The post office, walking your dog.
And 7-Eleven.
Sometimes. Very rarely, though.
Yeah. But it's pretty much those three.
Yeah.
I got some good stories today. I got two good stories, one from 7-Eleven, one from the post office, and we're going to just tease them. We're just going to leave them out there. But they have to do with MAGA World and the secret sign. We're going to do secret hand signs because we live in America and we love America. As does our special opening show guest. It's such a unique opportunity. We don't usually do this, especially on Fridays. But it's the Baron, so we make exceptions. Boris Epstein, former strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, my White House colleague. And of course, you can follow him on Twitter, Boris EP, Boris _ Epstein on Instagram. Baron, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my good friend. It is so great to be with you. Good Shabbos. And I'm so excited to be kicking off your Friday show. It is truly an honor. And thank you for giving my handles. Let's not forget Getter also.
Getter.
At Boris EP. I'm gettering all the time.
For some reason, you know, things pop up on my social media, you know, the mystical algorithms. And I've seen you a couple of times in the last couple of weeks on Mr. Bannon's show. And you are rather pugnacious. I see a side of Boris that, you know what, Boris? Somebody should, I love our Battle for 1600 podcast. Somebody should give you your own podcast, Baron.
I think that'd be a wonderful idea. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to do battle, as they say. I think that's a wonderful idea. So if you've got anybody in mind, hey, I'm always open.
Let me have some words with some people I know. All right, let's get down to business.
You know some people who know some people.
I know some people who know some people, if you know what I mean. Let's just leave it there. Let's just leave it there. Boris, we got to talk about, I think, the closing down of the Arizona audit results in a couple of weeks. But first, Nancy yesterday, she just went full tonto. She went totally crazy. Masks back. People are going to get arrested. Visitors are going to get arrested. But it's interesting. There seems to be, I don't know who invented it. I don't know whether it was Chuckie Schumer or Mitch McConnell. But there seems to be a magical, mystical force field that stops COVID between the House of Representatives and the Senate.
You see, you're so smart, right? And you're my former White House colleague. You just re-signed your agreement with Salem, and congratulations
on
that. Most importantly, congratulations to your audience, because you are absolute champion of America First and MAGA. But here's one thing you don't understand.
What?
You just don't get it. Rules are different depending on what Democrats say.
Oh, okay. So explain to me how COVID, you have to have a mask or you're going to be arrested, unless you're Nancy and it's a press conference yesterday evening and you can take your mask off. But in the Senate, nobody needs a mask.
No, it's actually different.
Okay.
It's whenever it's convenient for a Democrat or a lib, okay?
Okay.
You don't need a mask. But whenever they decide magically to put a finger in the air and say, you know what, mask time, then you do need a mask. And everything has to close, schools closed, world closed, restaurants closed, masks inside. And also we're going to need a 15th booster shot.
Okay. This is the question that... Okay, we're annoyed as conservatives. We are disappointed in our fellow American because they basically acquiesced to what happened for the last 18 months. Here's my question to you. After the Fauci flip-flops, after the Biden, we've got the audio, we've got the video, Biden saying, if you get the vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. Now they're saying you got to wear a mask even if you don't have a vaccine. Is this finally, please tell me something, please. Is this the point at which, Barron, Americans say, no, stuff you, not doing it?
I think this is the point where Americans are absolutely realizing that the left, Joe Biden, Fauci, Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, are absolutely full of it, and you know what it is,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The left is an absolute joke. I mean, Joe Biden today, I don't know if you heard the latest, said, I'm from Delaware, and we had enough fire burning, and we had more fire burning in Delaware than Delaware and Maryland combined.
Stop. Video cut 12. Play cut.
You know, I come from the state of Delaware, we had more acreage burned last year than the state of Delaware and Maryland combined.
What
does that mean? Delaware had more than Delaware and Maryland combined. How does that work?
Okay, it works in Biden's brain. Okay?
Is that when he's driving the 18-wheeler? Is that the same time?
Yes. Hello? Is there anything left in there? Anybody home, Joe? I mean, this and the American people are onto it. This guy's plummeted by about 25 points since January in his approval, okay? People say, well, you know, President Trump was also at about 50%, sure. But the country started at 50-50. Biden came in, and they actually gave him a little bit of approvals. They gave him a shot. The guy now is underwater. Independence is about 45-55, okay?
Okay, so
the American people are absolutely realizing that Democrats are a joke, and they are saying stuff it to this nonsense.
So how long, this is I think what everybody wants to know, and you've got a very keen political sense, how long till the cackler takes over? How long till Kamala takes control?
First of all, I think, I'm not sure she's capable of control.
Oh, well, okay? Yeah, that's another question. But how long until this guy, I mean, seriously, I mean, with the things he said just this week on camera, how long can they keep this up?
No, it's completely debilitating. It's disqualifying. I would not be surprised if Kamala Harris were president by the time the new year was rung.
Agreed.
Was rung. I would not be surprised.
So what happens,
by the way,
then? Go ahead.
That is a horrible option. Horrible option.
No, but it's good for us, isn't it, Barron?
It's bad for the country. It's good for Republicans politically. It's bad for the country short term because Kamala Harris literally has no skills. Tucker Carlson was actually pretty strong on this yesterday. She has no skills whatsoever. This is somebody who was viewed as a top contender for the Democrat primary. She came in 21st, okay? She couldn't even get to South Carolina, all right? Kamala Harris is an embarrassment to bad politicians.
So what
happens? Go
ahead.
She makes Gavin Newsom look like Ronald Reagan.
So what happens then? Is she replaced in the next 3 years, or does she just drive it into the ground?
She drives into the ground. And we've been talking about this for a long time here on our podcast. The Democrats, you know, if you believe they got 80 million votes for Joe Biden, I've got bridges in Brooklyn to sell you, right?
Right.
But long term, the Democrats have been absolutely marginalizing themselves, right? Making themselves the not the party of minorities, but the permanent minority party. meaning that they're going to be in minority for a long time. And the more of this nonsense they do, the Texas Democrats in D.C., the Maxine Waters clip that you masterfully played last week over and over again, this nonsense from Joe Biden, the overreaching, the more they do it, the longer they're going to be out of power. And I think that Kamala Harris is going to very much help drive that nail into the political coffin for a long time of the Democrat Party, because they're a joke party. They stand for nothing.
No.
And they've been on this power grab. They have no explanation. You know, another video from Biden, I'm sure you have a cut of it for later, is him yesterday trying to explain how he contradicted himself from just May, where he said, if you have a vaccine, no mask. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. Well, we don't know what's going on. Every American's not fully realized that this is an administration with absolutely no radar. It's rudderless. No radar, no rudder.
But
a mess.
The sad summary, and it's an accurate one, is bad for the country, bad for all of us, good for conservatives. That's the sad reality, but it is correct. He's the Baron. Follow him at Boris EP, Boris_Epstein. God bless you. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Call us 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com at 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose except the pain? You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. Do it now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Defense appeared in public wearing this costume. That's Mr. Lloyd Austin, ladies and gentlemen, the man in charge of our weapons systems. What's he got on there? Is that a welder's mask? Is it a dental visor? Has Lloyd Austin been cleaning teeth this morning? Nope. Looks like Lloyd Austin is just terrified of COVID. Well, then why doesn't he lose weight? Quite a bit of weight, actually. That's a good question. That would be the rational response. So, of course, he has not even considered that.
I'm so torn. Do you laugh or do you say, this is just a treat for our enemies? Lloyd Austin, I'm not a small guy, but I think Lloyd Austin is probably heavier than I am, okay? It is an embarrassment. He is the... Does he know? Can somebody tell him he is the Secretary of Defense? He's wearing a mask, having been vaccinated like every cabinet member of the Biden administration has been. And he's wearing a full, like a welder's mask face shield. He looks like a cuckold. He looks like a spineless and invertebrate coward. And you are in the chain of command underneath Biden as the man responsible for the greatest military on the planet. You look like a pathetic little boy. Not only are you a Marxist embarrassment, a virtue signaling individual, you're also laughable. And yes, you're overweight, dude. Lose some weight. Don't worry about the air particles. Get healthy, man. Don't be a Lloyd Austin. Get healthy. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature. All the vegetables and fruits your body craves, but honestly, we don't even eat them always, do we? You know, kale, it's yucky. Spinach, only slightly less yucky. Balance of Nature, 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, give you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, all the nutrients your body needs. So even if you don't eat sensibly for one day, you're getting everything to make you the healthiest you can be. Order now, get 35% off with my name, balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA. Don't be a Lloyd Austin. be a healthy American. And I owe Boris, who opened our show, a debt of gratitude. Maybe I owe an apology to our millions of listeners that I didn't share with you the great news. Thank you. It was, you know, not here to blow my own trumpet, but God bless Salem. Thank you. You've been an amazing employer. Sorry, Media Matters. Sorry, little Zaki Poo. Is this Salon or Slate? Does it matter? Not really. I have just been re-signed, re-upped. This show, America First, has now another four-year contract with the great people, the mission-oriented conservatives and Christians at Salem Radio. Thank you for giving this radio listener an amazing opportunity 2.5 years ago. And thank you to this amazing team, this huge team. Do I have enough time to list their names? I think I can do it. Jeff, Eric, Shad, awesome. And John in the wilderness, our social media maven. Thank you, guys. A lot of fun, and it's exciting. 4 more years. Let's do it. The call board is almost full. Only one little line left. Call us, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Before we get to your calls, this is an amazing, amazing little clip from a guy called Tony Roman in California who said, "No masks in my restaurant." And Fredo Cuomo wasn't happy. Cut 10, play cut.
The whole reason this is happening is because people won't protect themselves, Tony. I mean, what are you thinking?
Then why did you leave your house when you had COVID? I mean, you had it, and you left your house. I mean, it's been documented.
First
right?
of all, so it has been documented. My ass, it's been documented.
Why
I quarantined. I went out. My wife got accosted by somebody.
I don't know, man.
And I know you don't know, so I'm trying to help you. The science is clear, Tony.
You're trying to help me.
I don't want you to get sick the way I was sick.
The science is clear. Oh, you care about me all of a sudden, huh?
Enough to have you on the show because I don't like people making bad decisions for themselves and their family. I was hoping it was a little bit of a stunt.
Oh.
You have the freedom not to take the vaccine.
Well,
I just don't know why you think it's a good move.
Maybe. Maybe we should ask your brother about protecting people, right?
Look, that's his job. And if he doesn't do it well, people won't vote for him.
That's a whole new can of worms.
But look, Tony, look, I don't know if you know me too well. I don't shy away from
much. My stand is not a political stand.
I'm asking
you about you. Yeah, good. I appreciate that, too, because I know you talk a lot. So my stance here is a pro-freedom stand only. It's not political. You're never going to... If you come down here, you're not going to see a Trump flag flying over the roof, okay? You're not going to see campaign signs. You're not going to see campaign slogans or political slogans ever, okay? Mm-hmm. You're only going to see pro-freedom messages, and that's it. And you're not going to drag me down the hole talking about the science. This is not about whether I'm pro-vaccine or not. I'm pro-freedom, anti-tyranny, okay? And, you know, maybe the conversation should really be between me and your brother. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe so. You're pro-freedom, but people can't wear masks. Tony, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. I gave you a chance to make the case. I wish you well. I hope your family stays safe.
I made my case. You didn't have much to say. You didn't have much to say.
I mean, so honestly, you sound like an idiot, so there's not much to say. But, Tony, good luck with it.
That is the definition of a putz. A, he insults his guests on the show, on air. How many viewers does he have? It doesn't matter how small the viewership. And then he lies. He lies. Yes, we caught you. You broke quarantine. And then, Fredo, you staged your coming out of quarantine in front of a camera. You're a fraud, and you are a very stupid fraud. Let's get that man on the show, Tony Roman. We need you here on America First because we believe in freedom as well. Let's go to Dale in Detroit. Dale, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
This is your official science fiction caller.
Good. Let's get to work. What's your question? What's your comment?
I've got some exciting news for you. I've talked to you in the past, and you recommended Blake 7.
Yes.
I was unable to find that on the internet. I have found a source for it.
It's available.
All four seasons. Yes. All four seasons. There's a website called internetarchive.org. I think the site is just archive.org, but it's internetarchive.org.
Yep.
And they've archived all of these old shows. So Flash Gordon's on there, The $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman, and all four seasons of Blake 7 is on there.
Excellent.
I've been through season one on it already.
And what's the verdict, Dale?
I'm liking it.
Good.
I beat I've been through all of them, but I've been trying to get through all 10 seasons of Stargate 1, which I never watched because I didn't have cable.
Yeah, Stargate never really tickled my fancy. I gave it a try, but it never quite grabbed me. The movie's okay. Kurt Russell's always cool, but Stargate never quite. But Blake 7 is basically the Magnificent Seven in space. It's like all British science fiction. Don't look too closely at the special effects or the studio sets. You know, the toilet tubes painted silver and the utensils that turned into ray guns. But it's lots of fun. I'm going to check that out. Internetarchive.org. Thank you. I've got them all on DVD, but I might find something else there. I love my DVD collection because you never know. Those streaming services, who are they going to ban next? Who are they going to memory hole next? And what happens when we have that next cyber attack? It may not be the gas stations. Who knows? So have a plan. My plan is to always have a backup, even for my entertainment. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay with us, won't you?
Know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Time flies when you're having fun. The call board is full. Got some amazing guests. Former Congressman Dave Brat will be joining us. Jim Hansen, Jimbo in studio. Phil Kirpin to give us the truth about masks and vaccines. But I should tell my story, shouldn't I? I know a friend of mine, he keeps teasing a story for about an hour and a half on his show. And I love the guy, but dude, you can't tease something seven times. If the show's good, the show's good. People are going to listen. So here are my two stories. First one's really sweet. It's super sweet. Went to check our post box after hours at the post office. So like 6, 6:30, it's closed, but you can go into the lobby. And as I'm leaving, I hear the door close behind. What's going on? Somebody's coming out from behind. One of the workers leaving late. Never seen her before. And I know everybody. Asian lady, tall, thin lady. And I hold the door open for her to leave. She looks at me. She goes, Dr. Gorka? And then she lifts her thumb like this. Big thumbs up sign. Said, we're going to win, right? And she was whispering. I don't know why she was whispering. But she had that secret sign. It's going to be okay. Thumbs up. Lovely lady. Turns out she's a mail carrier. Been a mail carrier for 37 years. From South Korea. Married to an infantry officer, a veteran, a U.S. Army. Lovely lady. God bless you. Thank you for serving this nation, both of you. And yes, thumbs up. Today at 7-Eleven, I was getting a Slurpee. Just a little one. Just a Friday treat. And I'm about to leave, and this very frail, dainty-looking elderly woman walks in. I mean, if she was 60 pounds, you know, that was, you know, on a wet day, 60 pounds. And she's fully masked up, and she stares at me, and she stops. And I'm thinking, oh, no, am I going to get the lecture from the lady about not wearing a mask? And she she looks at me, focuses in a little bit more, and she points at me and she says, MAGA Man. And I thought, yeah, I like it. Yes, I am MAGA Man, Sebastian Gorka. She said, love seeing you on TV. I think we need some bumper stickers. What do you think, Mr. G? MAGA Man?
I like that one.
MAGA Man.
You have to have your face on it, though.
Yes, we have to have my face, maybe your face. MAGA Men. We could be MAGA Men. Okay, enough of that. Those are my two stories for Friday. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Regina, Oklahoma City. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Mr. Sebastian. How are you today?
Very well.
Good. I'm going to compliment you're a great happy warrior, a good Catholic happy warrior, just like me.
Good. We have to stick together.
That's right. And my husband's a convert Catholic, so I made sure we got him in the church.
They make some of the best Catholics. They are rabidly Catholic, some of those converts.
Well, yeah, we're traditional Catholics, so we go to the Latin Mass. So that's
good for you. Whatever the Pope says, go to that Catholic Mass.
Oh, well, the Pope, yeah, we go to the, yeah. Anyway, so there's two points I have. So first things first, before I forget, I always want to know why Congress never pointed out Bella Dodd's testimony. I think it was 1935 or 30, I forget what year it was, that she testified in Congress about them infiltrating the church and in the United States, the communists.
Yeah, well, what's the question? You know, I missed the first part of the question.
I'm sorry. Bella Dodd, you know who Bella Dodd is?
Yes, I do. What about
her? Why has anybody ever mentioned her?
Why does anybody, why does everybody in America forget history, number one?
Yeah, that's true, because they never taught. I grew up in a podunk town, and we learned more there than anybody else. I'm just sometimes surprised.
It is the sad reality that we seem to have very short memories in this country.
Yeah. In fact, we were stationed in England for 5 years. We're a military.
Whereabouts? Family. Where were you stationed?
We were stationed at Mildenhall.
So when
Biden was at Mildenhall, I was really embarrassed because my husband, he was in special ops, so he was on the Talon 2. We got out of special ops because we were expecting our first baby. So now he's the head of medical education of here. We're stationed here in Oklahoma.
God bless.
Regina,
you've got 30 seconds left till the end of the segment.
So I have one point about the vaccination. So my husband's fighting against the vaccination since we're still in the military. We're going to fight against this and where he's trying to get all his troops, okay? Second thing is that one thing, I'm going to fight against the woman who the other day called about it, that all healthcare workers should take the vaccine. I remember her talking about it.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell one thing is I know three people who took the vaccine. All three of them were pregnant. All three miscarried. So we cannot use this vaccine to be a blanket. And don't forget, this vaccine, you cannot sue.
They are indemnified. Regina, I think that caller, that lovely lady, worked in the health sector. By the end of our conversation, she had turned around and she did agree. If there are people who don't want to take it because they've had COVID, because they're pregnant, because they want to get pregnant, that they should be exempted. So I think she came around. God bless you and your husband. Stay on the line. Let's get Regina a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours at our new store, sebgorkastore.com. Check it out today. All our America First gear. That's sebgorkastore.com. sebgorkastore.com. Back to your calls and our guests here on America First, coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
And if you like listening to America First, you'll like the way you feel after resting your head for a whole night and sleeping with one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years, 51 million sold. My whole team loves them. President Trump loves them. Find out for yourself. Mike Lindell, a great patriot, has more than 100 products on his website. You can get up to 66% off if you use my name. Don't hesitate. Check them out today. From the pet beds to the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, the sheepskin slippers, the body pillows, the mattress toppers. It's just an empire of good stuff. Check it out, mypillow.com, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. It's been far too long since he's been on the show. He's a truth teller when it comes to those little bureaucratic fascists in Washington, D.C. He is with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, Phil Kirpin. Welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you.
All right, so you sighed a heavy sigh when you came on in the break, and you said something about the tools of willful ignorance returning to Washington, D.C. Let's tee up our discussion with an individual who's really in favor of those tools of willful ignorance. Fauci, play cut.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
So what's going on? We have vaccine mandates for federal workers. Nancy Pelosi says masks are back. You're going to be arrested if you don't wear them in Congress. When is this going to end, Phil?
You know, it's I don't know when it's going to end. We've got the
The masks are mandatory again in Washington, D.C. As of 5 a.m. Tomorrow morning, which is very interesting because it's been 13 days since the District of Columbia last reported a death with COVID. We've had 11 homicides in the last 13 days,
yep.
But zero deaths with COVID.
And, maybe they should they should ban homicides, Phil.
Yeah, right. Well, or at least maybe have a little bit more vigorous enforcement of the existing laws against them. But look, I mean, it's just completely bizarre. You know, I looked up the most recent percentage of emergency room visits. They post, you know, every couple of days that had COVID in the District of Columbia, and it was 0.25%, which has got to be like one person, basically, that showed up at an emergency room. And, you know, but the CDC says mask. The Democratic mayor says, absolutely, we're on board. A couple of days later, it comes into effect. And, they, you know, just I expect other liberal areas will follow suit because, you know, there doesn't need to be any basis in the metrics of the data or the facts of the science of the play.
So let's talk about this for a second. So can you confirm or deny, or do you have any other visibility that apparently this insane reversal, we've been told by Biden, by Fauci, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. Now you do, perhaps for the rest of eternity, that this decision is based apparently on an unpublished, unpeer-reviewed publication from India about a vaccine that you can't even get here in America.
Yeah, and it's actually even better than that because they didn't even understand the study because in the CDC slide deck, they refer to it as a study in healthcare professionals when in fact it was a study in simulated persons in a laboratory. It was not a study in actual human beings.
It was a simulation.
Yes, it was a simulation. It was a lab simulation in India using vaccines that are not used in the United States and that failed peer review. So it had already been rejected for publication at the time that they relied on it in this slide deck. And now they are sort of scrambling for other justifications for the policy having already rolled it out, and just an hour or two ago they rushed out a new study out of Provincetown, Massachusetts, that I suppose is now the new justification for it, the India study having been discredited.
Do you have, because you've got to follow this guy at Kerpen, K-E-R-P-E-N on Twitter, you are one of the most ardent, conscientious, and just trenchant followers of the truth on this issue, whether it is the original infection rate, mortality rate, hiding of the stats of those infected at old people's homes. Do you have any sense of what's driving all of this? Is it just risk aversion? Is it truly those wishing to leverage an atmosphere of fear? Are you seeing one dominating factor in all of this insane decision taking?
I don't really understand why. The motivation escapes me, to be honest with you, because I had made the incorrect assumption that they finally had their exit strategy, their escape hatch from the sort of cul-de-sac they've driven us all into with the lockdowns and the masks, and that they had this path to return to normalcy by saying, okay, the vaccine, we can end the other stuff. And now, with this retreat, I don't know how they ever end it. And maybe they don't want to, but it's people have got to get tired of it at some point and backlash against them. And so I don't really understand the motivation. I could come up with some theories. They're not totally satisfying. One might be that they want to gin up the fear meter and take the front pages over again with COVID because they think it eases passage of the legislative agenda and the Bernie Sanders budget
right.
They're trying to rush through before they get out of town. It could be that the data that's coming in showing that the vaccine is not quite what they promised in terms of stopping transmission, although it does seem to be pretty good at stopping severe disease and death. But they overpromised, I think, on transmission. So this could be their way to try to say, hey, you know, we didn't get it wrong. It's the virus that changed. I don't know, to be honest, because It's contrary to my own expectations that they're doing this. So I'm still puzzling over it a bit.
It's one sign of an honest man, an individual, when he asks, when you ask him a question and he doesn't know the answer, he actually admits it. Thank you, Phil Kirpin. He is a member of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Follow him at Kirpin on Twitter. That's at K-E-R-P-E-N. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The call board is absolutely full. If anybody drops, the number is 833-334-6752. It might be a cliche when you say you are what you eat, but it is absolutely true. Eating the right food ensures your body gets the nutrients it needs to maintain your health. And that includes, whether you like it or not, guys, I'm sorry, fruits and vegetables. If you're not a big fan, and most of us guys aren't, you still need to eat them. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature is a game changer. Just vegetables, just fruit, freeze-dried into six little capsules. Three red for fruit, three green for vegetables that provide you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables your body needs and craves. Be the healthiest you can be. Dr. Howard's going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. If you're worried about your health, just do this for your wife, for your mother, for your children, for your grandchildren. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
Captain Mandrake speaking. This is a public announcement. To all the sane and reasonable people in the world, I'd like you to know the Democrats are a sandwich short of a picnic. Thank you for your attention. Goodbye.
And it's getting worse. Let's go to Billy, California, line 5.
Hello.
Yes, you're up.
Hi. Yeah, I had a question. You know, my son and I, for Christmas, we did an AR build, and it was it worked out really well. I was planning on building a Beowulf pistol, and I wanted to get your take on whether or not I should go with, like, the 7.5 or the 10.5.
Hang on. Are you serious? You're talking about the 50 Beowulf?
Yeah.
You're a nutcase. You are a certifiable lunatic. But it's fun. Do it anyway.
Thank you, sir.
I've got a 16-inch Beowulf. That is such a fat, slow slug. Putting it in anything under 16 inches, it's going to basically drop out of the barrel when you fire it. But hey, it's America, so do it. Whatever you want to. God bless you. Great question. 50 cal Beowulf. It's different. It's designed to go through engine blocks. Yeah. It's fun. I've got one. Let's go to Alexis, California, line 1.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say I'm doing my part, at least the best I can. Every line I'm waiting in, you know, whether it's Costco, Apple Store.
So what do you do? What do you do, Alexis, when you're in line? I need to know.
I talk to whoever is next to me, the newest, and tell them the newest of the news, where to find it, and the truth.
Okay, and what kind of, given that you're in California, I have to ask, what kind of reactions are you getting, Alexis?
Oh, they listen. I mean, it's been wonderful. I even talked to a teacher, and she didn't know about the critical race theory yet. And I tell them to vote for Larry Elder, too.
Yes. Is anybody mean to you?
Say that again?
Has anybody been mean to you, Alexis?
No, not at all, actually, except for when I'm in my car and I texted you my driving signs. But when in my car, I have signs all the way around my car, and this one guy pulled up to me at the light, and he's feigning laughing, which was weird. So I looked, thinking that, you know, I give him a thumbs up, and on my sign, and he flips me a bird, And I just pretend that he's giving me the thumbs up and just smile and give him thumbs up again.
That's perfect, because they don't know what to do. They can't handle it.
No.
When these hate-filled, vituperative, acid, bile-filled individuals, when you smile at them, it kind of like frazzles their brain. It just doesn't compute. Stay on the line, Alexis. I want to say thank you. I don't know if we've given you a signed copy of any of my books. But Jeff, let Alexis pick. Whatever she wants, she gets. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Support Larry Elder, even if you don't live in California. Go right now to electelder.com. He needs to be the next governor. Electelder.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay with us.